You guys can just don't be dicks. You can talk a little bit, but don't be dopios.
Hello, everybody out there in Music Video Land, and welcome to another edition of the Music Video Land podcast. This is our weekly conversation where we take a look at the week in music videos, because honestly, who else is doing that? We are. We're filling that role. My name is Adam Fairholm, and I'm one of the co-founders of IMVDB. And then with me, as usual, coming at us from a coffee shop that does not have a location somewhere, you know, we do not know exactly where Doug is, but he is at a coffee shop, and that is Doug Klinger. How are you, Doug?
Doing super good. About to get a coffee coming my way. Waiting on a coffee.
Now, this is late at night, so you are. This
is 10:12 p.m.
Yeah, so you're not just like just hanging around at the Starbucks after it closed. You know the people who are making the coffee, and they're not going to poison you.
No, they're not going to poison me. Not at all. I don't think so. In fact, to prove it, he just tested it. I'm at the Grind Coffee Project in. Look at this! Did you make this latte art yourself? No, that's impressive. Latte art too. This is weird. Latte art. I'm drinking this. I don't know what it is. Super good.
So then we also have the founder of Fringe Music Fix. Our good friends at Fringe Music Fix. Mr. Adam Alexander. How are you, Adam?
I'm great tonight.
Good. And everything is going well in the northern lands.
Yeah, it's still cold, but it's good. It's all good.
You guys have an election coming up?
I don't know.
I don't know either. I don't know what I'm talking about.
I just know Bieber, and that's it.
Forrest. Yeah, man, there's been a lot of great Canadian Bieber news, man. Yeah,
I know the same shit as you guys know about Canada. That's it.
Well, we should. I don't know if the Bieber thing, I guess, doesn't really matter. But the thing is that he was arrested down in Miami, Doug, near you. Did you hear? Was there murmurs in the town square?
I didn't see it happen. And there were no town square murmurs. The town square is, they don't murmur too much.
I had breakfast with a lady today who had not heard of the Miami Face Eater from like a year or a year and a half ago.
So if I can take this story and break it down a little bit, that means that you brought up the Miami Face Eater at this breakfast this morning. Great breakfast that you had.
I know. She felt queasy, and I had to change the subject. But anyway, I was just surprised
smooth move, Fairholm.
It's funny because whoa.
That is the
nice
train.
Wow, there we go. So we had
there's a train at this coffee shop.
I'm imagining it as like a model train that's going through, you know, wherever you guys are set up. But in terms of like a, you know, if we're talking about non-music video week, what a week for arrests or indictments. We had Bieber, we had Hunter Moore, who was arrested today as well, or was in custody by the FBI. We had former Governor Bob McDonnell indicted, and I think somebody else was indicted too. I can't remember. Anyway, we haven't really had a lot of huge act releases yet this year. Or at least this week. And we're in the last week of January. January is kind of traditionally a down period for music.
I think this is the most popular, this Enrique Iglesias video that's at the top of the videos charts of this week, is the most popular video to come out this year, at least for the week, like for a singular week.
I think it might be, yeah. And it's funny because this week was a video where, like, I think the number one is going to end up being one from an artist that probably almost everybody before this video had never heard of.
I'm looking at charts with Enrique Iglesias at number one.
See the same.
But that only came out 3 days ago. Never mind. I thought was going to get knocked off. Never mind. Okay, yeah.
No, yeah, it was Boogie the whole time though, or Boogie or Kaz. Yeah, whatever it is.
Buggy.
We should
let's talk about that video because I didn't watch the Enrique Iglesias video. So we should talk about this video. This is by an artist named, I'm assuming it's Boggy. We're gonna throw it over to Adam Alexander to pronounce the name of this video.
Well, I think it's Nouveau Parfum.
Do you know what that means?
New perfume.
Oh, okay. Well, that kind of makes sense.
He knows that from a blog post.
So this is this is a video that was this actually my wife brought it up to me, and she rarely brings music videos up to me in random conversation, but she had seen it online. This is one that made a ton of rounds on blogs, and this is the one where it is, you know, I think we've all seen the videos of a picture kind of being photoshopped in rapid speed so you can see, you know, the original picture and then what the person looks like at the end. And in this, they're actually they're kind of photoshopping in a faux, you know, Photoshop interface with video. This woman Boggy.
Yeah, I thought this was a very I like this video a lot. I was a little bit disappointed that it got eclipsed by Enrique this week, and I'm still surprised by the fact that as far as I can tell, this is her official Twitter account, and she's still got like 215. Twitter followers. Meanwhile, like, her video that you put out this week is, you know, touching 3 million views. So, like, I don't really understand the disconnect between that. It's a bit disappointing, actually. But it was still probably, and another interesting thing is those views are across several different sources, which is cool because we've got them all.
That's right. It's like three different sources, I think, right? Oh, no, there's two Vimeo sources. Never mind.
Two Vimeo sources, and actually, let me double check. There may be a Facebook source, too, or a YouTube source, too, but I'm not. I couldn't find one when that video first came out. Looks like there is one now, though, and that's got another million views. So let's go ahead and add that and adjust the numbers. It still keeps Enrique above her. Mm-hmm. And Enrique actually is, to date, the most popular video of the year, most viewed video of the year after 3 days.
Wow. Well, so, there we go. Enrique Iglesias still has it, whatever he needs to do this, to do something like that.
Style.
I mean, it's interesting because he there was a lot of or Spanish language music videos this week for some reason, especially in the top 10.
Yeah, in that were pretty popular. Yeah.
So I don't know what did you guys think of the, because have you guys all seen the videos of like the still images being edited? I think, and there is a one that's a live action one, but it's an actual physical transformation where it's makeup and hair and things like that. This was kind of a combination of the two, and you know like I said, they have that faux interface that they kind of you know process her image through. I mean, what did you guys, you know, take of its popularity?
I guess I'm surprised that it was so popular considering how many videos there are out there like this already. You know, I've not seen it in the music video space before, and I personally haven't seen it as a video. However, there are thousands of Photoshop, you know, tutorials or you know, just example videos like that show you the ability. And I guess a lot of them are really popular too, but they don't all get posted on Jezebel. So for that, it was interesting. I'm wondering, I wonder with all of those, if the video, if the image that we're looking at the very beginning is also photoshopped in the other direction.
Well, it's funny you mention that, because if you look, you know, we always have the album that the song is from on the bottom right hand corner of the video page, and the image of her on her album is very, very similar to the image they end up with
thing. I remember that too. I noticed that too. Like all her press images and stuff.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's not like she's going out, you know, in public with this. But definitely, I think they play it down because part of one of the steps, I guess, in the process is the contrast, which is turned up really high for her press images and for the end of the video. So I'm not sure if they would shoot that like that low or that kind of dark for just like raw camera, but maybe, I guess.
But also, I wonder this is what we're looking at actually photoshopped, or is she being made up
I was thinking that too. I watched
it. Actual makeup and fake hair and stuff.
Yeah,
putting on this
I wondered
girl,
that.
And well, they're just making it look like it's Photoshop.
No, yeah. What's happening is there are it's a weird combination of it. So if you watch it, they will do like an actual kind of image manipulation at first, but then there will be some sort of like zoom in or some sort of opportunity where they can cut and they will pull back and she has makeup that sort of replicates it.
Mm-hmm.
So there's four different segments where they kind of build up to a certain point and then because it would be impossible otherwise to kind of keep that up.
Yeah, with the footage moving and stuff like that.
Exactly. Yeah. So they and especially toward the end where they're obviously it's pretty easy to do the contrast stuff, but when they're doing
you can
like
actually do that to the footage.
Exactly. Yeah. When they're doing like the makeup, changing the shade around her eyes and things like that. The weird thing is that for a shoot like this, that's stuff that would have been done in makeup anyway. So it's kind of I think it's kind of a misnomer to have it start with the Photoshop right out of the gate. Ostensibly, this is sort of some sort of professional shoot. So they wouldn't just like shoot a raw with her hair down and no makeup on and then go and do everything in Photoshop. It would be there's tons of, like you said, Doug, there's tons of videos where they do the makeup and they do all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
There's some interesting little twists to like how like if it's just shot as a video, the part with the eye that gets flipped over mm-hmm. is kind of cool too, right? Like that's just, I don't know, it's neat.
But that's, if you notice, that's right before one of the cut points.
Right.
And then they can't keep that up, obviously, because I think it would be, oh, maybe they do. I don't think so. I think after the cut point, they go back to just her regular asymmetrical eyes. Her ugly asymmetrical eyes. Oh, I can't believe it. I can't even look at her.
Oh my god. I was bummed that Enrique pushed down, but it's still like, this video is still in the top five popularity, top five most popular videos from 2014 so far. It's still up there when you include the second source. It's number four behind Lea Michele, Ellie Goulding, and Enrique Iglesias.
It's just interesting. It's one of those, and we've seen this before, where you take a kind of a popular video trope online and then apply it to a music video and either do a different twist on it or not. And in this case, I think they definitely had their own twist on it. And it's interesting that, like you said, Doug, she's not a very, 250 Twitter followers or whatever. I'm not sure how much of a gauge that is, but she's not like a superstar. This isn't like Madonna here doing this.
No, but even when somebody gets a singular viral video, they normally get something from that. Rebecca Black has a million of followers, mm-hmm. 2 million, something like that. I don't know what the exact number is, but it's in the millions. Certainly not 250 followers. So it's just weird that she hasn't gotten much respect from that. And I'm not just disappointed because she tweeted an IMDb link.
So I wanted to move on, and I wanted to talk about this at the top of the podcast because I watched the full thing of this video right before the podcast. It's fresh in my mind. And that is, and I can't pronounce Spanish, obviously, but I'm going to try. Julian Alvarez y su Nortero banda te hubieras ido antes.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, thank you. So this is a video that did around 300K for the week. And it is one of several videos that is in this genre of music that, for people who are outside of it, people like us who are listening to, electronic music and other pop music and stuff like that, aren't super aware of it. It's the kind of the Mexican music with like the accordion and stuff. But apparently
trumpets,
right?
Horns.
Yeah, I'm not sure the exact name of that genre, but like Bandatora and those kind of acts. There are huge. I mean, they're ridiculously popular. They're more popular than I think we might realize. This is one example of those videos. The plot of the video is pretty ridiculous, and I think it's because it's from a director that we've been mentioned on this podcast.
Yeah.
If you remember Relacion Clandestina, from 2013 is one of my favorite music videos of all time with a guy with a cell phone.
Yeah, it's literally two people talking to each other on the phone the whole music video.
Oh, right.
You remember that one? This is the same guy. So just very, very briefly, this is a woman walking down an aisle at a very nice wedding, and she catches out of the corner of her eye a guy. And as she's walking down the aisle, it's all these memories of their relationship and stuff like that and how it went wrong. And it seems like it was not not his fault. It was her fault. And so the best part of this video is that at the end, she's like ready to get married. And she throws, and then she decides, like, I got to be with this guy who's like at the kind of like in the wings, throws down her bouquet of flowers, runs after him. And then they kind of meet outside by this fountain, and all he does is like give like a slight shake of his head, no, and walks away. And that's the end of the video. It's one of the most bizarre, understated, but best endings to a music video ever. And I salute this video for that.
The other video that from 2013 that I'm not even going to try to pronounce. Also had a really like anticlimactic strange ending where they just like show up in the same room together and then they're like, yeah, okay, here we are in the same room now. It's just doesn't make any sense.
He's got the weird thing is he's got such a long name. It's Jose Manuel Gayoso Melo.
And we're such idiots, and that could be two people. No, it's not. It's one. No, it's one guy.
Hopefully it's one guy. And there was another one of these types of genre music bands on a Calibre 50 for their song El Immigrante, which also did, you know, around 240K.
So, and also has a big old trumpet. That's not a trumpet.
A big old trumpet. I think the ones in the other one are synthesizer trumpets because they're being very weirdly modulated. It's one of the weirdest...
Mexican EDM is what it's called. I have no idea what I'm talking about.
But if that's one of the music genres that breaks that, you know, starts breaking into the charts in terms of music video popularity, I'm definitely cool with that. Their videos are very entertaining.
They're fun. Yeah, they're really fun. So let's talk about more. Let's talk about more of the popular ones. I like this. I like them. I like this. I like them. I like this Damien. I like this Everyday Robots video. This one was fun.
Yeah.
We staff-picked it.
Yeah, but why? Why did you staff-pick it? Let's start with that.
I don't know, because first of all, I watched it got me watching the whole thing, because it was crazy. This kind of reminded me a little bit of the Boogie video, because it was like, to me, it seemed like the process. It was like the process of them animating a head.
Yeah, but the thing about this video that I saw it did 500,000 views, which also obviously was very passed around and people were interested in it. But the thing about it that I was wondering about is it doesn't like build kind of. It kind of resets itself in a few different places. And I don't know, Adam, did you watch this video?
Yeah, I'm a fan, definitely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Back me up here, Adam. What the heck? You left me out. Douchebag. Whittle it in the wind. Adam's all like, "Why'd you staff pick this?"
Well, I'm not saying that I didn't like it. I was a little mystified at its popularity because it definitely seems to be a little lower key in terms of it. I just was expecting more of a build.
It's because we staff picked it.
Yeah, there we go.
Biggest app of the night.
I think a lot of the popularity is probably on account of the artist right out of the gates. Like, he could just probably release anything and do fairly well. But I like it stylistically. I pretty much like any video that's animated. So right out of that, just that alone for me.
Not a good reason. That did not back me up well.
No, well, it's a design thing, right? It's cool design-wise. It's a cool looking video.
Yeah, that's kind of what it is too. That's like, you know, sometimes I don't have a reason. I didn't tweet this one because I couldn't put it into words, especially not limited character words.
No way, you can't do 140 characters.
Not on this thing. I could have just said I like cartoons and posted it. Maybe I'll just do that.
You should.
It's got some strong like art elements to it too, like some surrealism, and it's a little bit abstract and all that stuff. It's good. It's good stuff.
No, it is good. So you know what else is good? After you disclose your remix, I don't know if it's really called the remix, but we're calling it that.
I didn't watch this one. You got to.
Oh, really? No, it's a good one, and I know Adam's a big fan of this one as well.
Definitely.
I believe it's directed by Kate Morose. I found that information on the internet, and you may know her from times where we interviewed her, because she directed several of the Jessie Ware music videos from 2012 and some in 2013. And this F4U remix, it features Mary J. Blige. That's the main difference in the song. The rest of the song is pretty much the same. And the video, there's a previous F4U music video.
Awesome, too.
Yeah, which is another great video, and that's directed. We also did an interview about that video. Luke actually did that interview with Ben Murray, Ross McDowell, and Bouillon Collective. And the F4U remix that came out this week uses, as far as I can tell, it's the same footage. It's just been animated on top.
I think so. I don't know that it is. Check again, but I'm pretty sure it's different. Yeah. They're always on those podiums, right? Like almost all the time.
It's the churches. That's the church's stance.
It's also the disclosure stance. I don't know, guys. I think that they just animated over the old footage.
I thought that at first, but I don't know. I'll have to check closer.
Adam was once young and naive, like you, Doug. I don't know. It looked really similar to me, but also, like, if I squint my eyes, it looks like churches to me. So I'm really bad at these kind of stuff.
Maybe this is churches. Maybe this could be churches.
Well, it's missing the Adam. What's the lead singer of churches? I always forget her name.
Now I lost it too.
Bob Marley.
It's Bob Seger.
Yeah.
I'm going to see them.
Bob Seger?
Yeah, I'm seeing Bob Seger and what is his band, the Seger Boys.
Is he opening for churches?
Yeah, he's opening for churches here.
That makes sense. Logical. Yeah,
he's doing like all the greatest hits.
Him and Steve Winwood are doing it together.
Against the Wind. He's going to close with Against the Wind, and then Churches is going to come out. Great. Did
you really get your Churches tickets, though?
Well, they're... I'm not sure yet.
So, no.
No, but the thing is, like, if there's a concert, I feel like I can get into it. Like we went to
the Durham.
No, but it's like Craigslist. People are selling them all the time. It's real, and they usually sell them just a little bit of a face value. Like Fun was sold out. Fun with Tegan and Sarah just went on Craigslist. Blah blah blah. Like Haim is gonna be here.
That's not how you say.
I'm seeing them in May.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Is it Haim?
Haim.
So it's Haim. I think they introduced them wrong in SNL then.
Really?
Yeah, I think they did. So anyway, so Haim is coming, but they're for some reason they're sold out, but they're not moving them to a larger venue. They actually moved churches to a larger venue due to demand. In the neck of the woods where I live, one of the perks of being in so close to many colleges is a lot of sort of acts.
Cool acts.
Come through. Yeah.
One of the perks of being near South Florida with all the old people is Bob Seger really does come down here.
Bob Seger and Eric Clapton?
Clapton all day.
Oh, man, I would pay $500 for that.
And Steve Winwood, all the people that we've named.
I would pay so much money to see them all three in a line wailing on their Fender electric guitars.
I think Steve Winwood's more of a piano guy.
I think he could take, if for $500, he could wail on a guitar for me. Well, we gotta go to the deep cuts here, because this was a really weird week for deep cuts, and I'm gonna go to the new releases page here, because there's some weird shit in here. And
guys, I didn't watch this Jennifer Hudson video. I didn't even realize
came out. Yeah,
that just came out.
That'll probably make it.
Yeah. That'll make for sure.
And there's the Eddie Murphy video that just came out today too.
Yeah, that's Eddie Murphy. That's a video with like 4,000 views, and it's been up for days. What is Eddie Murphy doing?
It hasn't been up for days. It just came out today.
No, yesterday we just added it today, but it came out yesterday.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah.
Because it's Eddie fucking Murphy, man.
No. Well, the problem is that Eddie Murphy used to do ridiculous videos back in the 80s, and if you just go to the site, search Eddie Murphy, and just click on playlist, and see what's up. There's a video called, it's all one word, "What's Up With You," from 1993, yep, with Michael Jackson, directed by Wayne Isham. It's an absolute insanity.
It was one that they were, when MTV did, like, they were retiring music videos, and they had, like, Vanilla Ice come in and smash, like a Super 8 cut of, or not Super 8, but, like, a film version of Ice Ice Baby, and he just came in and, like, smashed it with a bat. They retired a bunch of videos, and that was one of them that they retired. That's the one with the clouds and shit, right?
Yeah, with the blue skies. Yeah. But the thing is that those are insane, but they are entertaining videos. Now his last one, Red Light, from 2013, and Promise (parentheses won't break my heart), they're the recorded tracks, but it's just a studio video. They just film them in the studio,
yeah.
And nobody gives a shit. You know, it's like Billy Bob Thornton's band. Or like Keanu Reeves' band, where he's a bass player. You know, nobody wants to hear your reggae music, and let alone watch a video that is basically just you playing it in a studio.
Macaulay Culkin's got it better.
Yeah, Macaulay Culkin figured it out. He figured it out enough to get all his videos pulled off of YouTube.
Well, but at least, like, that was a buzz. Like, people are talking about Macaulay Culkin. Like, nobody gives a shit. People give just as much of a shit about Macaulay Culkin as they do about Eddie Murphy, if not less. But he got talked about because he's a fucking weirdo. Like, Eddie Murphy's trying to, like, do real reggae music or something weird like that.
Yeah, but, yeah. It's like, but Eddie Murphy falls into the category of the great tradition of, you know, popular actors resting on their laurels who'll go into music, like,
Steve Martin.
Yeah, Steve. Oh, well, Steve Martin, I don't know.
It's a little bit different, I think, because we like Steve Martin. But
no, but like in terms of like banjo, like I know quite a few banjo players, and they all have a lot of respect for him.
Yeah.
And so I think it's a little different for that. He was actually just here. They had a bluegrass festival a few months ago, and he was the headliner. But
and he actually seems to give a shit about his music videos.
Oh, so he does.
Ryan,
yeah.
Reichenfeld did one of those.
The great one. I can't remember what the song was called, but I can picture the video. It was a great video. But he's followed, like, Bruce Willis, like I said, Keanu Reeves. Billy Bob Thornton was just on the Q radio
show.
John
Tesh.
Yeah. Well, I think it's a little old.
I don't even.
Yeah. But, like, Billy Bob Thornton was just on the Jan Galmeshi's Q radio show and was super offended that he was being asked questions about his career instead of his band, which everybody wants to hear about.
That's happened before, though. And I'm not even, don't even get me started on fucking Billy Bob Thornton. This is not, let's not.
We don't want to go there. But anyway, the video that I wanted to mention, and I just want a yes or no from you guys. Did you guys see Boys in the Wood by the Black Lips?
Yes.
Is that a yes from both of you guys?
Yeah, ATL twins, bro.
Yes, this was one of the most, like, psychologically unsettling videos I've seen in a long time. Adam, I think you added this, right?
Yeah.
Tell us about this video.
Proudly.
So, it's basically some guys in the woods, and first they do lots of drugs, and then they just kind of randomly kill off random other guys.
That's, I like how you're calling them guys and not boys.
Guys, boys, whatever. They all get their skulls cracked by baseball bats.
Now, what
graphic?
Yeah. So, okay. Now I need a little bit of help with this video. So there's
first of all, you are familiar with the ATL twins, right?
Yes, I am familiar with the ATL twins. They directed. Well, hold
well,
on.
Well, they're in that Riff Raff video that Matt Bowman directed.
Okay, right. So there's some weird stuff going on there.
They're weird gentlemen, and I think they're also in Spring Breakers or something. I mean, that's what you see of them is them. Like, they're like gross guys. There's like a Vice article about them. They're like, yeah, we fuck bitches at the same time, whatever. Like, I don't know if they talk like that. They probably don't. But they do talk about weird things about like having sex at the same time.
No, who are they in this video?
Yeah, those are the guys in the video.
Well, there's like 40 people in this video.
Yeah, but they're like the... I mean, they're in the video. They're the two twins in the video. Oh. They like have gold teeth and blonde hair. Just Google ATL twins and look at their faces.
Okay, well, there's two sort of main kind of murders, right? The one, but okay, yeah. The second one is like very painstakingly set up. Like this guy wheelchairs in a guy, and then the guy gives him some crack, and apparently he coughs, so it's bad crack, and he's gonna get, you know, his face pounded in with a baseball bat. But the first one, I didn't see any sort of like provocation for it.
No, it was more random, just spontaneous murder.
Well, like the guys say, when the boys get to drinking, things. Those are the ATL twins. Those.
I don't think we have a picture of the ATL twins up on the site. I think we should use this one of them licking Selena Gomez's face.
Definitely, yeah. She looks very comfortable there.
She loves this. She loves that this is happening right now. They really do. It's cut from the bottom because they don't have pants on in reality.
But anyway, there's like just this video is a non-stop onslaught of just confusion in my mind about everything that's going on, who this band is, why this video is the way it is, you know, the graphic depictions of violence and drug use.
So do you like it?
I loved it. Yeah, it was ridiculous.
Nice.
But it was just like the combination of like this band who are just singing like kind of like an old backwoods song about like, oh, you better watch out when the boys get to drinking, and then the next scene is like a guy getting like his gushing blood out of his face because he gave some guys some bad crack. I just don't understand where this video comes from.
The mind of the ATL twins. I mean, it's co-directed by the ATL twins. I mean, that's all you need to know.
And then there's like these, I think at one point there's a guy in a mask who's getting pissed on. I don't.
Yeah, that happened.
So should we move on and talk about some of the ones we liked? How was this Jennifer Hudson video? Who watched this? One of you.
I glimpsed and kind of watched it.
You glimpsed.
Good enough.
Good enough for a poke.
Yeah, I just wanted to screw with the charts before the podcast, so I figured that might throw a wrench in it. Didn't quite make it.
We need like a IMVDB pick and the Adam Fringe Music Fix. It's okay.
It's okay. It's okay. It's Adam's face, like.
Do any of you guys know what's going on with this Hannah Lux Davis video? It keeps erroring out for me.
Oh really? You can't watch it?
Yeah, did you watch it?
I haven't yet. No, but I've been having internet shitties all day. That's why you're at a coffee shop.
But what are we trying to watch?
Oh, the Kaylee Bannon famous video. And for some reason, like, it's stuck at 301 views, and there's like two comments on it on the video page, and it just every time I try to play it, it says there were an error occurred.
Well, I know that all the London Alley folk were linking directly to the Vivo embed. Mm-hmm. So, have you tried to watch it there? No. Who does that? Who does that?
I didn't see it in time. Because
I would never do that.
Because Hannah Lux Davis retweeted our new music video post, which just has the YouTube embed.
It would only have the YouTube embed. Who nobody watches videos on YouTube. Or, I mean, on Vivo in their life.
I do. I prefer the player a lot.
Seriously?
I
use it on my media box, but that's it. When I'm on the web, I don't touch Vivo.
Really?
I don't
even touch it. The 10-foot pole.
I really like the new player. I have to say, it's a lot faster, a lot more responsive, and it's also, you know, native HTML5, so it kind of definitely plays nicer with the operating system. I think, you know,
I've experienced the exact opposite with it.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, I have to refresh the page like 4 or 5 times for the video to play. That kind of shit. It's been a bag of shit. Bag of shit in a box. Wow. So with two receptacles and then shit.
Two receptacles down for Doug. Two receptacles full of shit. Right. So what else? We should maybe talk a little bit about this superfood video.
Let's move to the one we talked about, the populars. Let's talk about the ones we like.
Yeah. So this video, Doug, did you step pick this? This is great.
I did step pick this, and if you're going to ask me why, it's because it completely fucked my mind. It just, like, my mind was fucked by it. And so that's how come. It's just really a fantastic mindfuck of a video.
Directed by Zach Ella, came out today.
Who is known for mindfucking videos, for sure. You remember that Shake It Up video that he directed with the little girls with beards?
Oh, God. Yeah, by virals. He also has done a few other superfood videos. But the funny thing is that superfood, they kind of fall into the band category of, like, really energetic British people. And, like, One Direction is not in that. They're more, like, a little bit laid back. But there are definitely these bands that kind of come along once in a while. And they're just, like, they're kind of like cartoon characters in a way. And I think Zach Ella definitely plays into that. This is like a live-action cartoon in a few ways.
Oh, just, man, it's nutty.
And the screenshot is from a thing that kind of unsettled me, because he's like, there's Fruit Loops, and it's taken from, like, in ostensibly in the bowl of milk or whatever, but it's very clearly water.
In a bathtub or something?
Yeah, it just gives me at least when,
it's
like...
Gross. It's gross as shit.
Well, when Lamar and Nick did the Pixies video and with their brother, put their brother in the bath with the Fruit Loops, they at least used the milk, which is definitely, you know, I can...
Yeah, powdered milk.
I can handle that, but, like, this is Fruit Loops and water. Fruit Loops and water gross me out a little bit.
Have you ever tried to eat cereal with water and not milk?
I've tried.
What?
I've, like, one time I poured a bowl of cereal, like, I was younger. This is not something I did as
It's like times of desperation, you gotta...
As a type of adult. But, like, yeah, I ran out of milk, and I put water on my Fruity Pebbles. It was the grossest thing I ever did. I got one bite into it.
And you probably thought it wouldn't be that bad.
Right? No, I'm like,
well, that's what was going on in my head. It probably won't be that bad.
Like, I didn't eat it with the water on the spoon. I just moistened the Fruity Pebbles.
You're so grossing me out so much right now. Adam, how old were you when you tried this?
I don't know.
You think you're grossed out? There are two people in this coffee shop listening to just my part of this podcast right now. They're sitting there looking at me talking about moistened Fruity Pebbles as they try to read their e-reader. So this is there's people who are having a way worse time than you guys.
Adam, what cereal was it that you tried?
Well, this probably happened a few times to me, actually. Milk is sometimes a rarity, depending on if I bought some or not.
Well, you guys are at war, so, you know, war rations.
War with the cows.
So, we should talk about...
Rollerblades.
Yes. This video, I think this is my favorite of the week.
Such a good video. And I'm not even bummed out that he's not riding rollerblades. It's the roller skates, but just what a fantastic video. Why don't you talk about it, Adam?
Well, which Adam?
You.
Oh, okay. Well, he came out with two videos this week, I think.
Ooh, Quest?
Quest, yeah.
No, the artist?
Oh, I'm thinking of another...
Quab.
Probably. Okay,
yeah.
I conflated the two. So the Quest is only in this for a very short period of time, because this song is about rollerblading, and he's standing in this sort of warehouse area, and, you know, he's a rapper, he's a black guy, and standing there, and I mention that only because around him is this flamboyant rollerblading character. Think of, like, Brian Boitano on rollerblades.
They're roller skates.
We
should mention that he's riding roller skates and the song is rollerblades. But it doesn't take me out of it, because this character is insane. And he's singing parts of the song.
You're trying to get into a conversation about the difference between roller skates and rollerblades.
There is a difference.
I haven't even thought about that. Okay, you're right though. So anyway, so Quest is, like, standing there, but the some of the most amazing shots of this video are him, because it's very dark in this kind of environment that he's in, and he'll come up and, like, float by and sing, you know, or, like, mouth, you know, like, one word of the line and kind of float away. It's unbelievable. And then, you know,
it's getting so close. Getting so close, and Quest doesn't even move.
Yeah, no, he's just like... But then the guy takes this chain, that gold chain, and you're kind of, you never see what it's attached to at first. So he takes it, and you're kind of wondering what it's attached to, and it turns out it's attached to a stopper in his neck, and then water starts to come out, and he kind of deflates like a something like a balloon filled with water. And then, but then the rest of the video is this guy. You know, it's like 40 seconds in, we're left with this guy who's rollerblading and like mouthing the words. But it's incredible. It's an unbelievable video, directed by Mr. Ian Ponsjoul, who is a fantastic director. Directed the La 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 Naughty Boy video, which is one of the biggest of 2013, as well as some other fantastic videos.
Yeah, he's an excellent music director from Bolivia.
That's right.
So that's Adam. That's your favorite video of the week. Other Adam, what was your favorite video of the week?
I'm gonna go right back to our little chart. Where are we here? Top new videos.
Our little baby charts.
Back to the baby charts for number 10. No, it moved. It moved. Okay, so I'm gonna have to do this from memory.
Is that a Seinfeld reference?
So now we've got Kid Ink that bumped it out. I figured that would happen. Okay, so
I think Kid Ink is from last week, though, isn't it?
No, I just uploaded it. It came out today.
Oh, Kid fucking Ink.
Yeah, Kid Ink. Okay, that's not my favorite, though.
No, I know.
Okay, so I'm used to typing this artist's name. It's hard to say. So it's I am, am I, who am I? That's the artist's name. And the video is Fountain. So this band, if you guys aren't familiar with this band, they have a tendency to be very mysterious, and when they first kind of came into the scene, they basically released like a whole series of music videos, and they actually submitted them to a whole bunch of blogs with very little detail. It was just like these 12 music videos, and it's kind of like this creepy dark electronic pop music, female fronted. And that's kind of how they just planted their seed. And then these videos started spreading, and they got really popular. And there was all kinds of crazy speculation because the initial two videos, the face of the girl was like distorted and stuff, and nobody really knew who it was. And all these crazy people started to speculate that it was like Christina Aguilera and like all these other Royksopp and or Royce and Murphy or who knows. They just thought it was all these different artists. So that was kind of like the how their popularity kind of stemmed. So since then, they've had another series of videos come out. I should say that the band is the singer and what's the word I'm looking for?
Man.
Somebody that would do music videos. Like, I can't even, not a director, but
videographer?
Visual artist is probably what I'm looking for. Yeah.
Yeah, it works.
So,
yeah.
Anyway, all the videos have the same director. So it kind of gives that unity to the style. And anyway, this Fountain video.
Who's this man? Who's this man? Who's the director? And why am I assuming this man?
Let me see where this video moves.
Robin Kempe Bergman.
So, yeah, so anyway, this video, Fountain, is it's sort of the style that she always does, which is her performing in crazy costumes, and the settings usually change, but this video is like absolutely gorgeous. And I recommend watching the Vimeo source because it's one of the cases where I find the Vimeo is always a little bit better in quality, but I just found it was like so noticeable with this video. There's lots of landscape shots, and it's kind of like a sunset scene, and the ocean is there. It's just like unbelievably pretty, and the song is awesome too. So this video will be hugely popular. She has like a massive cult following, so this thing will get shared and reshared, and I would probably be willing to bet that we're going to get some more videos from her within the next short while, probably a series.
Look out for those. So has it ever been revealed who she is?
Yeah, her name is Yona Lee. I'm not sure of the pronunciation. She's Swedish, and she was no one. Like, it was just their own little project. But they even did some crazy stuff, like this one MTV personality had blogged out the first set of videos that she sent, and they replied by like sending him like a lock of her hair and a piece of bark and some cryptic drawings and shit. And so then he proceeded to write about that, and that kind of just fueled the whole mystery even more. And it's kind of a cool thing, really.
So I have a question, or a open question, I guess, about this video, because We have it, and if you look on the I Am Who Am I page, yeah. You'll see like every video just has like the same credits. Director is Robin Kempe Bergman, and the production company is To Whom It May Concern. But I had a hard time attaching Robin Kempe Bergman to the Fountain video. Like the Vimeo source comes from an account called Wave, who bills himself as a director collective, but I couldn't find any connection to her, to Wave. So I'm still kind of researching this. I haven't reached out to anybody yet, but it's just on my to-do list of missed, because we don't have a director credit right now. We do have a DP credit. John Strandt was a DP on this video and did an unbelievable job. Like you said, you got to watch the Vimeo source and watch it in HD. It's an amazing visual video.
Yeah, they could have switched it up. It may have a different director now. You never know. So.
But that would be a major switch for them because basically it's always been this Robin Kempe Bergman. So, interesting stuff.
It is indeed.
Doug, tell us about your favorite.
Well, it was a little bit of a toss-up this week. And since you, Adam, talked about my the tails side of the toss-up with Rollerblades, I'm going to go with the head side of my toss-up, and that is I Need Money / So Leave by Police, right? That's how you say it, Alexander?
It's Polisa, actually.
Polisa! Polisa.
Yeah.
accents not necessary, but
directed by Isaac Ravishankara. What did you guys think of this video? Do you guys love it as much as me?
I like
it.
It
was
a lot.
Good. Yeah,
crickets. Crickets.
I watched it and like you did like a really kind of detailed breakdown of the whole thing, so I kind of knew what was going on in there. But yeah, Doug, break it down for us, because yeah, this was a beautifully shot video, a really interesting concept.
Yeah, shot by Kevin Hayden, who is a frequent collaborator with Isaac Ravishankar. There's also an interview in our blog with Kevin Hayden if you want to know a little bit more about him. I'm always a sucker for music videos that use the artist as like a character in the video, and when the artist is able to like really kind of pull that off. And the front woman of Policia, Chani Lean, come on, someone. How do you say this?
Is Bob Seger?
I would say Chani Lene.
Chani Lene, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one. Chani Lene, yeah.
There's a lot of consonants in there. Chani Lene, who is the front woman of Policia, who co-conceptualized this video with Isaac Ravishankara, starts the video as a chambermaid, and she kind of goes, you know, you see her kind of...
Wait, hold on, that makes it sound like it's in medieval England or something.
Well, that's what you call it, right? Don't you call...
She's
call
like in a motel.
Right, I still call those chambermaids. You don't call those chambermaids?
No. Chambermaid?
I still call, that's what I would call her. Like
she's not emptying a chamber pot full of like,
she probably doesn't bring you any clean towels ever if you call her that.
Sorry to derail you there.
Hold on a second. Chambermaid. A maid who cleans and cares for bedrooms as in a hotel. Chambermaid.
Nice.
Oh, you stupid
nice recovery.
Stupid fucking Adams. so she's a maid. In a hotel, in a less than swanky hotel. Although, if this hotel is in Los Angeles, this is still like $300-$400 a night. This hotel, even though it's like a shitty ass hotel, like a hotel that still has ashtrays in it. Take it that way. So she's in this hotel, you know, doors that lead directly outside. Not a fancy place. And she's kind of slowly moving from room to room, cleaning it. You know, she doesn't seem too thrilled with her life. She's got really dated equipment, you know, she's got not a lot of fancy stuff. And so she's going from room to room, cleaning the room. She stumbles upon a room with a woman still in it, sleeping in the bed, who looks essentially just like her, you know, same complexion, same body type, same short red hair. And stumbles across this woman, continues cleaning. When she realizes the woman leaves, she decides to go back into the woman's hotel room. She spends some time there, ends up stealing the woman's clothes, and essentially like taking part of her life and kind of taking, you know, changing her life with this woman's clothes, like just taking the clothes and leaving with them, and you know, kind of it represents her kind of starting over. And as she kind of does this, the song changes. It changes. It goes from the "I Need Money" song to the "So Leave" song, kind of reinforcing that idea that she's kind of reinvented herself through this lady who looks like her that she found in at her work. And so that's kind of what happens in this video. And like you said, it's beautifully shot. It's really kind of, it's like kind of dreamy. I've seen it described as, by myself, on Twitter. And but yeah, it's kind of got like this dreamy feel to it. I mean, like the lady does look a lot like her. They have all, like, they make eye contact with each other. They kind of have these longing stares at each other. It's yeah, and it kind of builds kind of slowly. You know, it's like a 6.5 minute video, and you know, they put a song and a half in there. So, but it was really great. I saw some, you know, like previews of this video all the way back from last year, and so I was excited to see it finally come out.
Yeah, and it's funny because, yeah, like you said, it's a long video, and Isaac Ravishankara definitely like takes this time, which is, you know, some videos move so fast, and it's sometimes nice to kind of see, because the opening of this is she kind of goes into a room and just like cleans it, and you know, you kind of get a little montage of that.
Yeah, there's a few times where she's doing that.
Yeah, and it's just like, you know, nothing's really happening in the room. You're just kind of watching her, which is, you know, it's one of those mediums. Like, I don't think you get away with that so much as in a short film, because it's not advancing the narrative, but you have the strength of the song behind it. Both these songs are really great, and it definitely leaves you with an impression.
Yeah, I think part of the story is told through those moments, and through, like, she seems really deliberate and good at what she's doing. I mean, this is like a disgusting hotel, kind of, like, not to say it's a disgusting hotel, because, you know, there's not like whores and
it's a relatively nice hotel.
But it's not, I mean, it's not like a Marriott or something, you know?
Right, right.
It's like it's a hotel. But she's still like being very like she's making these rooms look good, and she's like folding the stuff, and she's like a good maid, a good chambermaid. And I think that helps to establish her character a little bit, even though like not much, it's not necessarily advancing the story too much. I mean, this is all about basically this woman. And so, you know, I do think that like it serves a purpose, although it doesn't necessarily move the narrative forward.
It does kind of set the tone, and it shows that maybe she has like sort of a mediocre or a very repetitious lifestyle as to why she might want to change things, right? That kind of sets it up.
She doesn't say, I didn't get the sense from her like in the opening sequences that she was super like unhappy with anything, though.
Well, she doesn't. I don't know. She's certainly not like, she doesn't smile at any point. She smiles.
She's getting by.
She smiles afterwards. She smiles once she's taken over the other life. And the interesting thing is, she kind of, the woman that she sees in the hotel room is like a musician, right? She's got a guitar in her bed and stuff. She basically like sees her real self, like what she is in reality.
Good observation. A laptop and a guitar, which would be exactly the kind of blend that Polisa has, the electronic rock. Good one.
Yeah.
And this is kind of a spiritual cousin, I think, to the killer shot at the night video, directed by Robo Shobo. Do you guys remember this one, where it's like a maid in a fancy Las Vegas hotel who kind of goes out for a night of the town with this guy? It's kind of a you know, person in a job breaking out of a role story. This
one is a little bit more like self-reflective, though.
Oh yeah,
it was like a love story. This one is like her just like deciding to reinvent herself.
So Doug, today you posted an interview, great interview with Jordan Bott about his video for
Desire, which we talked about last week.
Right, but anyway, so we were just talking. I was laughing to myself today because it's the whole like concept is like a sex with a ghost, and when I'm watching the video, I'm always thinking of the scene in MacGruber where he has sex with Maya Rudolph on a grave. And while I was watching this video, and this is no disrespect to the video at all, but I was kind of thinking that like a lot of the fun of watching this is because the lead is so like attractive. So if like what would this video look like if it was replaced with like a short, stocky, you know, Latina woman, or like the woman from Family Guy who says she needs more Lemon Pledge.
Oh gosh, that lady. Well, so I think, and if you read the interview, you know, this video is full of a lot of juxtaposition. The fact that she's like a pretty kind of tiny girl who you would think would be like intimidated by the surroundings, but it turns out that she's like not, and she's there almost like in control of the situation. It's kind of mirrors what she's like as a musician, who like she's got, you know, these, you know, she looks the way she looks in the video. That's her. But like her lyrics are very like in your face. I mean, the subject matter of the Desire song, we talked about this last week, of how like direct and in your face the sexuality of that song is. And so, and it comes out of like this person that you wouldn't immediately attribute to that type of lyric. So I think that the video kind of serves as kind of like a reflection of what she is like as an artist. But you're right. I don't think this video would work with someone who doesn't carry that, you know, doesn't have that like delicate, innocent vibe to themselves on first glance. And so.
Right, if it was like Consuela from Family Guy.
Consuela, right, or somebody like that. Or, you know, or even somebody who's just like a commit, like, you know, even someone who's attractive but like is like, just like comes off as like, I don't know, like Beyonce or something. Like, this wouldn't work for her either.
No. This is a perfect, it's like a character study, basically. It's a 6-minute and 35-second character study. And you can't do that without somebody who you are constantly trying to figure out or like read their emotions and are interested in that. And it's just, Isaac, Ravi Shankar was, you know, clever enough to recognize that this was an artist that he could do this with. I mean, you're definitely right. You can't do this with just any artist.
So, that was my favorite. I Need Money / So Leave. Really good video. Anything else that we need to make sure that came out this week that we need to make sure to talk about?
Nah.
Nah, everything else crap.
Oh man, yeah. This is an interesting week.
Did either of you watch the Steel Panther video?
Oh my god, that was the one I wanted to talk about. Oh my god, this is such an amazing video.
It really is. I think I need to staff pick it. We staff picked the last one, which is directed by Rob Riggle.
I just don't know who staffed this. I keep like mentally saying you gotta like research who Steel Panther is. Obviously they're like a kind of like an 80s throwback, you know, kind of
but they're obviously self-aware also.
Oh no, 100%. This video has so many just hilarious moments in it, and the, for anybody who hasn't seen it, the whole concept is there's like this guy who's kind of like a schlumpy, you know, middle-aged guy.
Who is that guy? I know that guy from something.
I couldn't place it either. I'm not really sure. But he's kind of like, he kind of imagines himself as the people of Steel Panther, you know, one at a time. And the song is called The Burden of Being Wonderful. And it's like, you know, how wonderful the guys in this band are. And this guy, you know, kind of, every time he looks in the mirror, it's not him. It's, you know, one of these guys. But there's just like...
But meanwhile, he's just getting shit on the whole video.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Turned down by prostitutes.
Yeah, he's turned down by prostitutes, and he gets, you know, somebody go, you know, somebody who's clearly a man in a wig goes down on him in a car. There's some dark parts. But the best part is, like these little self-aware moments. And my favorite one that I just cracked up at is there's all these shots of the band. And it's like a few minutes into the video, so you're kind of used to these shots of the band. And one of them, the guitarist, is on his phone. And he just like, and then he kind of looks up like, oh, am I on? And I'm explaining it like it's a dumb joke, but it actually is executed very well.
And this video was directed by Kirker Butler, who is a writer on Family Guy and The Cleveland Show. Those shows. So, yeah, so they're obviously.
Found out who the guy is, too.
Oh, wait, who is it?
Well, he's comedian Matt Bronger, and apparently he was on Mad TV, and as well as Up All Night.
Yeah, that's I think I saw him on. Do either of you guys watch At Midnight?
No.
At Midnight, it's on Comedy Central every night at midnight, hosted by Nerdist. You guys know Nerdist?
Yeah, I know the Nerdist. Yeah.
Hosted by Nerdist, and it's like it's set up like a game show, but each of them is like three comedians and with Nerdist as the host, and he basically like has a Yahoo Answers question that's really like a Yahoo Answers question. Like these are the things, like he'll have a Yahoo Answers question and he'll have each of the contestants like answer the question, and whoever is better than the actual real answer like gets points. You know, they have Yelp reviews, like write a better Yelp review. He just pulls a bunch of shit from the internet and has comedians like do shit with it. It's kind of like the points are like random, kind of like Whose Line Is It Anyway style of points. And it's a really great show at Midnight on MTV. But yeah, I think I saw this guy in an episode of that recently too. But he's great in this video also.
He is. And I'm glad we talked about this, because I would have kicked myself, because I watched this just earlier today and I loved it. It's just they just have some definitely like a self-awareness, but like a definitely like a comedic timing as well.
Yeah, I really like this one. I'm gonna go ahead and IMVDB pick it.
Well, there we go. The episode ends in an IMVDB pick.
How about it?
And if you want just like our thoughts and our ideas and our hopes and our dreams 24/7, then you just gotta find us on Twitter. We tweet at least once a week from IMVDB, and we're on the Facebook. And if you like older videos, I also do a blog post that is ignored every week, every day of the week.
Who ignores it? People love that shit.
No, it's ignored. And then also you definitely need to check out Mr. Adam Alexander and his crew at Fringe Music Fix, because they tweet and find all the music videos before we do. So if you want to get a little bit before us, and plus, actually, which I found really valuable, all sorts of news and information on music releases as well, because we don't cover that. We just do music videos. So,
and also look out every Sunday. Adam's got a feature, his top five music videos of the week, along with some honorable mentions, and start looking out, because I think Adam Alexander is going to start interviewing directors about music videos. This may start to happen.
Wow.
Weird. We're in talks. I've got to talk to his agent and make sure that he's okay with it. But we're in talks with potentially having Mr. Adam Alexander start interviewing some directors. So if you like director interviews, look out for that. And if you are a director, also look out for that, because Adam Alexander might just randomly send you questions about the videos you made.
See, the talks are Adam would like something in return for this, and all we have is a dirty, crumpled up $5 bill that I have in my desk.
American or Canadian?
I actually have a little envelope of Canadian money. Hold on, let me see how much I got.
Ship it.
This is for real. I have Canadian money.
Okay, you have some loonies or toonies?
So Quaaludes? I have.
I'll take them all.
So I have three $5 Canadian bills.
Nice.
And here's the change.
The new ones? The plastic ones that melt in the sun?
No, these are the old style.
Aww.
Is this Trudeau on them? He was on the five. Adam, who's on the five? I don't know.
Some old guy.
The funny thing about the Canadian money is that they have like sort of like different scenes on the back instead of like buildings like American money does, and it's like a bunch of kids playing hockey, on the $5 bill, which I've always found to be endearing. And all I have is a loonie and for some reason a Canadian penny. So. I have.
It's weird that was in reach, that you were able to immediately reach.
Yeah, that was weird.
I only have one drawer. It's right here. So,
and one of the things in that drawer is Canadian money. There's nothing of importance in that drawer.
And my Caribou Coffee perks card. So there we go. So anyway, definitely, I would love to see that. So check that out. Or look out for that.
And, yeah, he's do it. I'm gonna make him do it.
And we will see you guys next week.
See everybody next week. You can do the coffee noises is better, is more acceptable than the talking.